This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli soldiers Thursday continued operations in around Gaza's Shifa Hospital, which they raided a day earlier in pursuit of Hamas militants, just minutes after warning health ministers, ministry officials of the impending operation. Israel says Hamas used the hospital as a command center and patients and staff there as human shields. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in parts of southern Gaza, warning them to flee. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The warnings to leave parts of the south come not long after Israel told thousands of weary Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Broadening the offensive to the south, where Israel already carries out daily air raids, threatens to worsen an already severe humanitarian crisis in the besieged territory. Over 1.5 million people have been internally displaced in Gaza, with most having fled to the south, where food, water and electricity are increasingly hard to find. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Washington, D.C., police and protesters clashed outside Democratic National Committee headquarters late Wednesday during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In video taken by the If Not Now movement, some 150 people protested in front of DNC headquarters in Washington. This protester says there was chaos.
Someone just got thrown. People getting thrown down the stairs.
Protester Danny Noble says they just wanted to be heard.
Instead of being met with leaders engaging with us, instead of being met, again, our peaceful protest, we were met by police.
Democratic members of Congress and candidates were inside the building for a campaign reception. Donna Water, Washington.
This is VOA News. In a close election race in Poland, the ruling right-wing Law and Justice Party appears to be on course to win most seats in Poland's parliament. However, exit polls suggest it will not be a clear victory. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Mirosława Gengadze provides VOA's Kim Lewis with some details on the election.
One of the biggest winners of this election actually is the Polish society and democracy. This election had the biggest turnout in Poland in the last 34 years. The Polish society showed they really got tired of peace party that governed Poland for 8 years. We can say one more thing, that this sign of some kind of relief from Brussels as well. Brussels criticized current government, Polish government, for restricting civil liberties, civil rights, and introducing judiciary reform, restricting freedom of the press. And this is a relief for them, the possible change in government.
That's VOA's Eastern European Bureau Chief Mirosława Gengadze reporting. A temporary funding bill has been passed in the U.S. Senate late Wednesday, averting a government shutdown. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Senate worked into the night Wednesday to pass the spending bill with just days to spare.
Yeas are 87, the nays are 11.
The package keeps government funding at current levels with split deadlines on January 19th for some agencies and February 2nd for others. It does not include the White House's $106 billion supplemental funding request. Mike Johnson, who replaced Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker after a battle over spending, is pushing for deeper cuts and has vowed not to support any further stopgap funding measures. But the House GOP's inability to present a united front could undercut his ability to negotiate.
There will be no government shutdown.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes the new speaker continues to choose the bipartisan approach.
We are keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
Some Republican senators are demanding that Congress pass immigration and border legislation alongside additional aid for Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Vladimir Zelensky said Thursday Ukraine has seized the initiative from Russia in the Black Sea and forced Russia's naval fleet and warships to pull back, thanks to Kyiv's use of naval drones. Zelensky wrote on the Telegram messaging app, "For the first time in the world, it was in the Black Sea that a fleet of naval drones began to operate, a Ukrainian fleet. We managed to seize the initiative from Russia," Zelensky said. He added that since the early days of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022, Moscow had blocked the Ukrainian Black Sea ports and damaged port and grain export infrastructure. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.